I said, Lord, I know from what you've showed me, what you've told me from your word, you hold me very much accountable to your word. I said, Lord, I'm so sorry that I have sinned. I said, now, Lord, I ask you to forgive me, and I know I'm forgiven because you said in your word in 1 John 1:9, that if I will repent of my sins, confess my sins, you will be righteous and just to forgive my sins, and you will restore me to fellowship. Which means when I sinned, I was severed from him in fellowship. I mean, one sin will sever you from God in fellowship. It's very, very critical that we walk totally, completely in obedience to God's word. Well, I was definitely trying to do that, but I sinned. Well, after I repented, now I am restored to fellowship. I have now resubmitted myself to God. Now, the Word of God says in James 4:7, submit yourself to God, then you can resist the devil with the Word of God, and he will flee from you. Okay? I have repented. I have now resubmitted myself to the Lord, and he has restored me. Now then, I begin to demand that the devil leave. And he didn't leave. Now, my faith wasn't as strong as it should have been. So when I rebuked the devil, he didn't leave. He thought, well, I'll put him to the test. I'll find out if he knows what he's made out of or not. And, of course, God allowed him to stay there to put me to the test. The devil was putting me to the test. The Lord was watching the whole scene. He wasn't upset. He knew what he was doing. He was training me to learn more about his kingdom. I was going through the trial and tests. And he knew it. God knew it. He sent the enemy. He allowed him to do this. In fact, he's already told him that whenever we do certain things, you can get them. That's the way it's laid. That's the plan that's laid out. God, he's got all these demons that are laid out here that are there to attack us whenever we commit a certain sin. Now then, when I broke this rule and I doubted his word, I was allowed to be attacked in the head. I mean, the shield of faith was let down. The devil come in and he attacked me right in the head. It's amazing. But anyway, I began to rebuke the devil after I repented of sin. I began to rebuke him, command him to leave. Just like James 4:7 says, once I had resubmitted myself to God, then I can rebuke the devil and he will flee from me. Well, I began to rebuke him, but he didn't flee. He didn't go away. I thought, what is this? What is the deal? I don't understand why the word's not working for me. Well, the word does work for you. I knew it had to work for me. I had many scriptures hidden in my heart. I went back to Luke 10:19-20, and I said, Lord, it is written. That's what you said when you were in the wilderness. When the devil come to you, you told the devil every time when he come put you to the test, it is written. And the devil didn't leave you either. I thought, uh-oh, isn't this amazing? The devil come and put you to the test, and you said, it is written. You quoted him the word, and he didn't go away. He stayed with you. Well, he put you to the test again. You told him again, it is written, and he still didn't leave. And then he came to you again, and you quoted the word to him, told him, it is written. And he finally, that time he left. But he said, I will be back at a more opportune time. I said, Lord, this is a great revelation to me. I have submitted myself to you. I'm resisting the devil with the word of God, and he's not leaving. So I began to get more violent with the word. I thought, he's got to go. You had to rebuke him 3 times before he left you. And I said, so I may have to rebuke him more than that. But I'm going to drive him away. I continued to rebuke the enemy. I began to quote the word. And I did this for 3 days. 3 days and nights. Actually, the fourth morning. The fourth morning, which was the fourth day all this happened. I'm going to work. I'm screaming at this enemy this morning. I mean, my nose has run the night before. I mean, it's run out on my pillow, that old brown fluid. It's awful what them devils do to us and the suffering and pain we go through with the devil. But I knew this was a devil Most people would have said this was some kind of an allergy or sinus. But I knew it was a demon because it came up on me instantly. Well, I continued to rebuke the devil. I continued to remind him that I had submitted myself to God. I had made God my Lord and my Savior. I'm walking in His Word. I'm studying His Word. And I've submitted myself to God, and I belong to God and not to Him. So I said, devil, you've got to come out of me. You have no say-so about this. I said, in the name of Jesus. And I got violent. I screamed at him. I commanded him as I'm screaming the word of God. I said, you got to go in the name of Jesus. I reached over and hit the dash of my pickup and screamed. I said, go in Jesus' name. Bam. Just like that. He left. I was instantly healed. My head totally cleared up. My nose totally dried up. My headache was completely gone. And just like it came on in one heartbeat. I sat back in the seat of my pickup and I looked up and I said, Lord, this is awesome. Flying across the sky, it looked like a great big marquee with a big black set of numbers in it, letters. It said Matthew 11:12. The Lord was training me. He was allowing the enemy to do this to me, to teach me how His Word worked. I thought, wow. Matthew 11:12. I said, Lord, I've read that verse 100 times, but I never understood it till right now. That verse says in Matthew 11:12, since the coming of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven has suffered violence, but the violent take it by force. Where is the kingdom of heaven today? It's right here. It's in you and I, because the scripture says it is. The kingdom of heaven is in us. Well, if the kingdom of heaven is in us and the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, it suffers violence from the devil, and it only suffers it when we open the door. When we open the door to allow him in, he comes in. He's right outside that wall waiting to come in your house. He wants to come in. But as long as you got every door closed, he does not come in. He cannot come in. He cannot break that door down and come through it. You have to open the door or a window, or that beast cannot come in. Now then, when he's saying in Ephesians 6, and above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, all of them. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching therefore with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Let's think about this a little bit now. We read this like a novel instead of reading it and meditating on it. He's telling us what weapons, what we should do, how we should prepare ourselves to protect ourselves from the enemy so he can't touch us, because we fight against all these herds and hordes of evil spirits. But they can't do nothing to you until you give them legal claim. Well, unfortunately, we give them legal claim far too often. But he says, after you take the helmet of salvation, in other words, you protect your head with the Word of God. When you accept Jesus as Lord and Savior, you put that helmet of salvation on. Don't take it off. You need that head protected. And the sword of the Spirit, which it says is the Word of God. Now, the sword of the Spirit, this book, the Bible, is the sword of the Spirit. You can take that Bible and you can cut that devil asunder with this book. I mean, you can cut him down, and it's called the sword of the Spirit. And when you speak that, you'll speak it out of your mouth. And when that spirit, that sword, the Word of God comes out of your mouth, it'll cut the devil asunder. He'll have to obey. But whenever you come against the enemy, and you come against him boldly like I did, the enemy has to leave, and you can be set free. But sometimes once you open that door like I did, and that enemy comes in, he don't want to leave. He wants to stay because he's got into a nice, cozy house, and he don't want to leave. But you'll have to drive him away. And that's how a lot of the church has messed up. They don't realize that. When they sin, they get this wicked demon. Now you got this beast living inside your body. And he's going to try his best to control you. And every once in a while, he will manifest in you. At certain times, you may go into a fit of rage or screaming, or you may even kill somebody. I mean, you can just really do some wicked things. Or you might get hooked on pornography and that demon of lust enter you. And when it does, then you may go out and rape some woman or something. You may do all kinds of crazy things. Or you can't control your eyes when a woman walks into the room, especially if she's not dressed real, you know, covered real well. Might draw your attention to her, and you might not be able to take your eyes off of her. Those demons of lust, once they get in you, you're in trouble. Until you repent and drive those demons of hell out of you, you're going to have them. Alcohol, drugs, nicotine, all those things are controlled by the spirit world. You know, if you got a habit of drugs, alcohol, nicotine, perversion, sex, homosexuality, anything, it's all a demon. And you can be set free from all of it. It's these spirit beings that Paul is talking about here. Now then, you can definitely get through free from these things. Now then, when it says praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, you know, work with your brothers and sisters. Tell them about these things. Pray for them. Always praying in the Spirit with all prayer. I mean, let the Holy Ghost lead you and guide you. But don't just go to church or don't just be a Christian. I mean, read the Word and realize who your enemy is and do what it says. When it says praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, I wonder how many people pray at all during the week that are Christians. Many people will never stop and pray for someone. They may just think, if I go to church on Sunday, I'm a great Christian. Yeah, I go to church every Sunday, so I'm a great Christian. I don't have time to pray for nobody. I don't have time to deal with nobody. Well, let me tell you, that's not being obedient to God's Word. But if you'll take this Scripture, you'll obey this Scripture, and you'll do what this says, and you'll pray for the saints, and you'll pray for yourself, and you walk holy before God, you will see that the enemy will have no legal claim to torment you.
We have to stop right there, but if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106, or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.